It's Thursday, the 29th of January, just after 8 a.m. and the skies are really bright. Well, the southern skies are really bright, but even above, the amount of daylight at this time in the morning now is great. We're getting there. In fact, even at about 10, 15 minutes past 7 this morning, as I looked to the southern skies, I could see the daylight down there. So, yes, the mornings are getting brighter bit by bit. Of course, it's helped this morning by the snow, because the snow's reflecting light everywhere. And actually, it's a gorgeous, beautiful, wintry scene. There's a light breeze, very light breeze, but and it's very cold, of course. But we've only had about, I guess, maybe an inch and a half of snow, which is not a lot. But all the trees and the shrubs are all adorned with that snow, which seems to have stuck and then froze because it's crunchy underfoot this morning. And my squirrel-proof seed feeder hanging over there in the apple tree looks like about a 10-inch ball, decorative ball that you would hang on your Christmas tree. It's capped with the snow, and even the horizontal rungs of snow all the way around them. And that's exactly what it looks like, a big Christmas tree bobble. Unfortunately, the other seed feeder that's nearer to me seems to have been encompassed and frozen and encapsulated in frozen snow. Maybe birdies are not going to get into at least two of those holes. But it is a beautiful morning. Just the whole scene. And it's eerily quiet. Eerily quiet. I mean, there should be traffic on the roads. I know the roads are clear because I can glance way up the road and I could see a bus going up. So, if that's going up, the roads are clear. But there doesn't seem to be any sound from transport. I had to clear a wee bit in the monoblocks there to put the porridge out for Mrs. Blackbird. Because there were no bare patches, strange enough. I had expected there to be a bare patch of snow below the laurel, but it's managed to get in there as well. Anyway, it is a beautiful wintry scene. And you know, you can have all the cameras in the world, but cameras never capture what your eyes see. Never, ever. Just like we were last night, apart from the usual very late morning desire. No, desire's not the word. Urge. Oh my god, I must stop drinking tea at 8:30 at night. Yeah, I know. My own fault. Mea culpa. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling very positive this morning. And I don't know why. Oh, the birds have come down for the seed feeder. The bell, the Christmas lantern one I mentioned. And because they're jumping from, or hopping from twig to twig in the apple tree, they're disturbing the snow, and it's just falling in a little snowfall, and then a little snowfall somewhere else. That's beautiful. It's just, it's as if the tree was just shedding, like yourself shaking your coat and getting rid of the snow. But it's not the tree that's doing it, it's the wee birdies. It's little coal tits and blue tits. I can't believe how quiet it is. There's something wrong. Have I woken up? Or have I woken up? I don't know. My God. Anyway, I see the fox has been round last night again. You can only tell when there's snow, because I know their tracks, or his tracks, I guess, or her tracks, I don't know. But you can tell the way they hug walls and hedges and fences, never go into the open if they can avoid it. I can see his, her tracks in the garden, been over to the bins to see if there was something there for him. It's not the first time that we've come face to face. Taken Mary to St John's Hospital this morning for 9:30. It's a regular checkup for her condition. Please God that everything's still okay, because I have been a wee bit concerned about her recently. Nothing I could put my finger on, but I guess I'm thinking things to do with her condition, and that she's just not telling me. Thing is, when she goes for her checkup and the specialist asks the usual questions, how are you feeling and how is your condition, any changes and things, I'm not sure that Mary would actually tell him or her, you know. Because she was been through the mill 2 or 3 times with us, and I think she would avoid further treatment. That's not good. So please God that she will, if there's something wrong, she will. Or something changed, that is. There's a wee Rocky sitting on that top of the fence. The fence is covered right along the top, and an inch and a half of snow. And it's creating a beautiful picture. You know, one of those postcard pictures you would get for the winter. So, here's hoping that she's going to be okay. Not hoping, praying. Yes, one man. Because sometimes, and probably quite often, we are so focused on our own health that we often don't think of others, even those close to us that we often don't think. And that's probably a reciprocation, you know, it's just human nature. I'm sure there's many times when my wife thinks on her own health issues and doesn't think on mine. But that's okay. That's okay. So I best go and get the car all cleaned down from snow and get it fired up. And plenty of time. Mary is one of those who has to be, no matter what it is, has to be there at least 30 minutes early. At least. She's just kind of admiring in a way, because often people are last minute people. She's never been like that. Just so she'll want to leave here before 9:00. To make sure we get there for 9:30, and it only takes 15-20 minutes. But then again, knowing Livingston, there's it's a blue moon when you can sail through the road there. Anyway, this wintry picture is absolutely stunning. It's beautiful, and as it's getting lighter and lighter, it's, yes, absolutely beautiful. Although I know I don't want snow, you have to admire nature's work. And wood pigeons and collar doves. The two most stupidest birds on earth. But I wouldn't be without them.